Important question that we're addressing. Avraham makes Eliezer swear. He tells him, hold my bris, hold my yerechi, hold my thigh. Question is, why did Avraham Avinu tell Eliezer when he wanted to make him try to fulfill the obvious, Avraham Yitzchak did all the mitzvahs before it was given. And it says, from their days, Mayim, which means basically, Torah was always studied.
How do you know he had a Sefer Torah?
Oh.
Because there's a mitzvah writing a Sefer Torah.
And he filled all the mitzvahs. So obviously, that's it. Okay,
but
very good.
How did he do it if the story was still on him?
It's a paradox. It's a paradox.
The point is that why didn't he do something? Why was it after the bris? That's the main question. Why is it after the bris? So it could be understood through first explaining a well-known question. Since Avraham our patriarch fulfilled the entire Torah even before it was given, then why did he wait to fulfill the mitzvah of circumcision until Hashem commanded him? Right? That's a famous other question. If Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs, then Rabbi Isai, why did he only do the bris when he was 99 years old? Why didn't he do the bris earlier? Avraham Avinu, our first father, is doing every mitzvah besides the bris. Why? He's waiting for Hashem to command him to do the bris. Why? He's doing all the mitzvahs before they were commanded. Why is the bris the mitzvah that he waited for Hashem to command him? And here's the answer. The resolution of this question depends on understanding the fundamental change brought about by the giving of the Torah. What happened by Matan Torah? If the Avos had the Torah, so what happened with Matan Torah? That means Yaakov learned Torah. Yaakov sent Yehuda to Mitzrayim, what? To open up a yeshiva. That means they were learning Torah. So what happened with Matan Torah? What happened by Har Sinai? What really happened? Torah was there before. What happened? So according to Chassidus, what happened was like this. Before the giving of the Torah, before Matan Torah, there was a decree that the inhabitants of Rome may not descend to Syria, and the inhabitants of Syria may not ascend to Rome. This is a medrash which gives a metaphor to two countries, Syria and Rome. And the expression goes like this, that Rome is higher than Syria. So it says, there was a border between these two countries. And whoever is in Rome can go to Syria. Whoever is in Syria can go to Rome. Whoever is in Rome can't descend to Syria. Whoever is Syria can go up to Rome.
This is a secular decree.
No, this is a medrash to give a mashal to what happened prior to Mount Sinai. What happened at Mount Sinai? This border was broken. Suddenly now, people from Rome can go to Syria, and people can go, and people from Syria can go up to Rome. What's that a metaphor for? And before Matan Torah, Hashemayim Shemayim La Hashem, Haaretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam. Shemayim and Aretz were two different places. There was no way to connect God and this world. What does that mean? That means like this. They did a mitzvah. During the performance of the mitzvah, they were doing whatever Hashem wants. When they were done with the mitzvah, there was no holiness that remained in this thing they just did. Imagine putting on tefillin and throwing it out afterwards, like disposable tefillin. We don't have that concept today because tefillin becomes holy. But one second, before we made the tefillin, before you use it, it's leather, just like my shoe is leather. You make it for tefillin, you make the bracha the first time, it's holy forever. It can never be thrown out. What happened? That effect that we have today around the world, the Yidden are able to take a piece of leather and make it into a holy object, or a piece of parchment and make it into a mezuzah that can never be thrown out, it's totally holy forever, is an accomplishment of Matan Torah. That's what Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, getting the Torah accomplished. The gap was broken. Heaven and earth are not two different spaces that can't be synchronized. Suddenly, it can be synchronized. What's the proof? Because it says, "Uvayeird Hashem al Har Sinai." Hashem came down to the physical Mount Sinai. Vel Moshe Amar Alei, and Moshe was told to go up. That means a human, Moshe, who represents all the Jewish people, went up to heaven. And Hashem went down, all Jews saw God. Literally, we saw Hashem. In other words, the gap of divinity of heaven and this world, the mundane life, the gap was broken. Now you can totally be in full fusion, in full synchronization. That's what was accomplished from Mount Sinai, because again, there was always Torah and there was always mitzvahs. But prior to any Yid who lived prior to Mount Sinai, to the giving of the Torah, their mitzvah did not bring any spiritual effect, sacredness, holiness to the physical world. You put on tefillin, and then it's, when you make the mitzvah, it's holy. But afterwards, it's over.
And you throw it out.
You can. In other words, there was no holiness that remained. Because why was it the moment, why the moment you do the mitzvah, you could, it's holy? Because now you're doing Hashem's will. But afterwards, it's a physical thing. There's no way to penetrate the earth, the mundane, the physical. Physical, spiritual are like, are inherently separated from each other. Mount Sinai broke that gap. Here we go. In other words, we're holding two lines on the bottom of page 29. In other words, there could be no connection between the spiritual and the physical. Next page, page 30. At the beginning of the Torah, this decree was nullified. No more decree. Creating the possibility for such a connection. Giving the Torah made it possible that when a Yid fulfills a mitzvah using a physical object, the physical entity itself will become holy. Why is the Torah holy? Why is a mitzvah holy? Because of Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai accomplished that now physical things can become holy forever. Although the patriarchs fulfilled mitzvahs with physical objects, their observance did not affect the physical entities themselves. Physical object remained in their material state as before. Getting the Torah brought about a change in the spiritual dynamics of Jewish observance. After that event, after Mount Sinai, when a Yid fulfills a mitzvah with a physical entity, the entity itself becomes holy. Therefore, holiness remains within it even after the mitzvah has been fulfilled. The reason for this difference is that the patriarchs fulfilling the mitzvahs was dependent on their own personal spiritual power. For this reason, their observance could not penetrate the physical realm in the manner that became possible after giving the Torah. Right? Now let's go a step further. Why Taka? Why before Mount Sinai we couldn't penetrate the physical world? We did a mitzvah with Hashem, did not, divinity, godliness, holiness did not stay. It was removed afterwards. You know why? Because anything that a Yid did before Mount Sinai was done on their own initiative. They weren't commanded from Hashem. Mount Torah, Hashem commanded us. When Hashem commands it, now He empowers everyone. It's not your own thing that you can do. It's a connection between Hashem. You're fulfilling Hashem's request, Hashem's command, Hashem's mitzvah. The actions of the patriarchs are a sign for their descendants, and the mitzvahs they fulfilled also empower their descendants. Accordingly, the patriarchs were given one mitzvah, similar to the mitzvahs that would be fulfilled after the giving of the Torah, the mitzvah of circumcision. Through it, the person's physical flesh becomes holy. Moreover, like the mitzvahs after the giving of the Torah, holiness was not drawn down only at the time of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, remained afterwards as well. So now, in Avraham Avinu's times, there was nothing holy. There's nothing holy in his life. There's only one mitzvah that was holy, the bris. You know why? Because Hashem commanded it. And that's why it was the only mitzvah that he didn't do until 99 years old. Why? He waited for Hashem to command him to do the mitzvah and then he fulfilled it. Why? Because through the fact that Hashem commanded him to make the bris and then he did it, now that bris, that mitzvah remained in effect that part of his body was holy even after the mitzvah, unlike any other mitzvah that he fulfilled. And therefore, years later, when Avraham needs to make Eliezer swear to fulfill a mission, he's given the only object that really has power, that really has holiness, that could really empower him to fulfill his request, his shlichus, his emissarial work that Eliezer is being told to do, by holding that chefsa shel mitzvah, that holy object, when he's making that shvuah, that swearing.